two Spider-Men.
Check. Spider-Man.
What's the plural of Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Is it Spider-Men?
I think it would be Spider-Man's.
Why?
Because it's the character.
Because it's a name.
Yeah, the character.
It's not, like a thing.
But here's the thing about words is they're made up. Okay.
Exactly.
That's the thing about words. So
well, okay. You can, but,
exactly but, my point, though. Yeah.
No.
But
you can pluralize anything the way that it's supposed to sound. Right?
So now we're just talking about just generic Spider-Men, though. It's not the Spider-Man.
No, we're talking about men who are spiders, not Spider-Man, the superhero.
Oh, understood. So if it's a proper noun, you just add an S to the end of
it. Yes. Well, because you don't, you say, you know, Adams.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. So would it be Spider-Man's?
It's because they're the TM.
Yeah. You can come out now. We're recording.
It's like Spider-Man TMs.
Here he comes.
TMZ?
Nick has a Halloween costume on.
What? What the fuck is... What is
Don't
that?
You dab. Don't you dab.
What is this?
Nick,
what is
you
he?
Gotta... Put
I'm
your...
a Jaws.
Okay, hold on. I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you have to take your pants off?
Yeah, you could have kept your
pants
on. It's a onesie,
well,
guys.
Well, no, because your buttons don't really close the fabric all that well.
Nope, you're not in my underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. You're not, like totally naked.
Going commando
that,
underneath
no,
that shark
No, I forgot
outfit.
My shorts. Like Kramer or something.
They're somewhere in there, actually. I probably could have put them on.
I love how it's, like cute little button-ups.
Yeah, no. It's like
Yeah, like, it's not like a zipper.
No.
Look,
like, it's
you can, like,
literal buttons.
You can, like...
Did you have that? What, did you, like, just buy this?
Yeah.
So here's the deal.
Yeah, like matter of fact, he's that. Yeah.
That's not a costume, bro.
I know.
No. He bought it and just couldn't figure out where to wear it.
Those are pajamas. You're wearing pajamas.
Well, there's another piece to the costume that Zach might understand.
Okay.
What? Why would you, I understand?
Because
this?
You like GMM.
Okay.
I have a clown mask. Do you know Clown Shark?
No.
Oh, that's an old joke.
Okay.
That's it. Okay.
No, I only started watching like last year, dude.
Well, it's actually technically it's Rhett and Link music video, so it's even like deeper.
Oh god.
Yeah, no, it's real obscure.
The only music videos I know are the rap battles. That's about it.
It's a Rhett and Link music video from like 2012 or something. It's real obscure.
Yeah.
But they did Clown Shark, and Michaela wanted. She's like, you should do Clown Shark. I'm like, whatever. I can't. Think
no
of
one's gonna get it. No one's gonna get it.
I waited 2 weeks and I was like, I couldn't think of anything.
So you're gonna be sporting this tomorrow. At a Halloween party?
Yeah.
And then you're just going to discard it. You're never going to use it again.
It's a onesie, man.
No, it's Nick. He'll wear this.
It's a onesie.
He will wear this.
He'll just wear this around home.
Any PJ party.
Okay.
Shark PJ.
How often do you go to a PJ party?
Did you say PJ?
Not often enough.
I heard BJ.
I would go to those more often.
I've never been to either of those kind of parties.
You're lying. We know that.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
You've never been to a Harvey Weinstein party?
Oh. Topical.
Actually, I don't think any BJs going out at Harvey Weinstein parties. It's just jerking off into plants. I think that's all that's happening.
Did he actually jerk off into a plant?
He's actually been known to jerk off into plants.
What?
There are multiple reports of him jerking off into plants.
Multiple women have been like,
and nobody knew he was a rapist.
Yeah.
Everybody knew he was a rapist.
So why does anyone care?
Because now we're just talking about it, but everybody knew. Because
it got out, you know?
Yeah, that's all it is. It's not news. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
It's just
well, no, it's one of those things. Where...
But it's like it's just funny how all of America like agreed, like okay, now we're gonna talk about it, guys.
Right?
Well, no, it's like the whole thing where it's like, Charlie Sheen does drugs. Yeah. Okay. So why are we talking about it? Everyone knows this. Of course he does drugs.
Hey guys, Charlie Sheen does drugs.
What? Yeah. Like
it's when someone decides, hey guys, it's important to start caring about this thing now. Let's start caring about it. But like all this shit's been out there for years. Like people knew Bill Cosby was a rapist for years, but no one's like, shit. So, I mean,
what the fuck?
Smell my hand.
What the fuck?
Just smell it.
What?
Do you smell bleachiness?
No.
You don't smell bleach?
Do you smell bleach? Don't ever ask me to sniff your fingers again.
It smelled a little jizzy.
I mean, it was bleach and jizz.
Okay. I mean, combo,
you're bleaching out the jizz.
It's an old wives' tale for getting blood out of your white garments. It's just a little bleach and jizz right there. Scrubbing right out. Yeah, it's like God's magic eraser.
God's magic eraser.
It's like the Tide pen.
Nick's like, I want no of part
nature.
Of
nature.
My mother told me that if you have nothing nice to say, I shouldn't say
anything. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Okay, let's go because we have a lot to cover.
Yeah.
Let's count it.
Alrighty. A three.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my love.
Good afternoon.
Nick, I love how every time you do it, you're like, it's like a dance number. It's like,
oh, yeah, man. I'm getting ready for it, you know?
Yeah, you're like Louis Armstrong or something.
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Great analogy for Mr. Nick Evangelist over here.
Yeah, the jazz.
When I see him, I think Louis Armstrong.
What can I say?
That'd have been close to Louis Armstrong. I love it.
So I gotta fix my fin.
I gotta fix my.
You have? Hold on, stand up again. You have a weird line. I thought it was a pocket before, but it's just where it was folded.
Oh, like right here?
Like right in the center, yeah. I thought it was pocket.
I was gonna say, did you think it was like a kangaroo pocket or something?
A kangaroo shark.
Pouch? Yeah. Kangaroo shark?
Ooh, kangaroo shark. That's better than a clown shark right there. Shark in a shark. Shark on shark action.
Little baby shark in my shark pockets. If I get two little shark dolls, I can stick in my shark pockets. Mm.
Here's the thing about sharks.
Shark pockets.
Here's the thing about sharks. Sharks are dope.
Yeah, I love like, sharks.
Sharks are never going to not be dope.
Can I actually reveal something to you guys? You're I fucking like, hate sharks.
Oh, you're so weird.
Like,
you're
so
weird. Everyone loves sharks.
You know what I hate?
What?
Shark Week.
Oh!
Okay, no.
I don't like sharks.
I love sharks. I do not like sharks.
Yeah, this is very odd.
It's too much shark.
Shark Week is terrible.
I thought shark was like the only thing with 100% approval rating. Like throughout, like it's like Beyonce.
Shark.
Sharks. And like.
And Oreos. Everyone loves an Oreo.
And Oreos. Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Everyone loves the Oreo.
Right. Not everyone loves Beyonce, by the way.
That's not true.
Everybody I don't love Beyonce.
Oh, come on. No, but nobody hates Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce.
No, yeah, no, nobody hates Beyonce.
Come Beyonce on. Can go straight to hell.
Whoa.
Why? This isn't based on anything. What is this based on?
It's based on the fact that you love Beyonce. It's what Nick used to do, where he used to disagree with everything you say.
Yeah, right.
Still does it.
If anyone is the contrarian here,
yes.
It's Nico. Don't even begin.
It's fine art of being a devil advocate.
I don't hate Beyonce, but I don't really care.
I don't love her.
Yeah. Say.
I don't like, really no, care for her.
No
either.
One doesn't like Beyonce. It's just 100%.
I would say I don't like her. I could say that, but I don't hate her.
Yeah.
I don't like her music, and I don't
hate
like
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Sure.
Beyonce. Take a leap.
Mm-hmm. I will go on the record and say Taylor Swift is a cunt. Yeah. I will say that.
Nick, you're not the first person to say this.
No, but I just want everyone.
You know who? You know
to
I said this. All of her 10,000 ex-boyfriends.
Mm. And Katy Perry, yeah. And Nicki Minaj, and all of the people. I think Nicki Minaj, she got in a few.
Yes.
With, yeah.
She gets to do a few with, like, everybody. What's up with that?
They all don't like her. Kim Kardashian, yeah. Not a fan.
Kanye,
not a fan. Well, we know that.
She has, like, her posse, though,
but
that backs her up, too.
He did make that bitch famous. We do know that.
I think Taylor Swift has had multiple people killed. I think it's very possible.
Ooh.
Yes.
I don't believe she could get away with it, is the only thing. Like, because I don't think the Taylor Swift mafia is a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, in order to get away with killing a lot of people, like, you got to have a bunch of people that'll keep people's mouths shut.
Hold on, you mean they're
like
not...
What you make me do. Not going to work.
That is, I think, the worst song ever.
Oh, it's awful.
It's shockingly bad.
You know, part of how bad it is how popular it is.
It's not popular.
Well, I mean, but the fact that Taylor Swift is popular.
It's only popular because of Taylor Swift fans who are like, oh my God, you need to hear this new song. It's shit.
I'm saying it's a close second to The Only Exception by Paramore, but like nobody knows that song.
I don't know that song.
The lyrics are, "You Are the Only Exception" repeated the entire song. There are, that's it.
Oh, no, I do know it.
It's very bad. It's very bad. It's
pretty bad.
Do you guys have a least favorite song? Because I do.
A least favorite
all time?
Song?
Of all,
yes.
Can I not just say all of Taylor Swift's discography?
You have to pick one.
One song?
One song that I hate above all the rest.
I got one, yeah.
All right, what's your
Yeah, what's your least favorite song?
Call Me Maybe.
Oh, that's not fair.
No.
That's not fair. No. That's not fair. That's not fair.
That's an Listen,
I disagree
fair.
With you
that
on that.
That is not fair to Carly Rae Jepsen. It's not. Carly Rae Jepsen is good. She's fine.
Yeah,
I don't like
care
her.
She's good.
No, she's fine. She's totally fine, and that song's totally fine.
That song's not that bad.
That's okay.
No, it's, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that song.
That song...
Overplayed,
that
hyped.
Song,
yeah, but it's not terrible.
Whenever that song comes on in the store, I literally start to feel ill. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. I get like a stomach ache and I need to...
What is Bed Bath & Beyond play on their...
Anything...
Stereo system.
Pop.
Top 40.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
There's this Japanese song that is very bizarre.
The Apple thing?
No, it's,
I love that song.
No. It's called... I think it's called Pon Pon.
Why are you looking at me? Like, I would know.
If anyone...
He does this all the time when he's talking about Japanese. He's like, Zach, do you know? No, I don't fucking know.
I just hope you, like, stumble across obscure shit.
I barely know fucking American songs.
Yeah, that's true.
I listen to shit from, like, the 70s, 80s.
I'm more likely to know it.
There's this song that it's called... I think it's called Pon Pon, and it's just bizarre. It's I think the lyrics are like, Pon Pon, way, way, way. And then, like, it just goes back and forth in some really weird... You gotta listen to it, man.
Okay.
You know what song everyone hates, but I love?
What's that?
I love Crazy Frog.
Crazy Frog is, like,
I love
not good,
Crazy
but it's
Frog.
All right, whatever. I mean, it's not a good song.
No,
like,
it's not. It's awful, but I love it so much.
I'll flip it on when I'm in, like, a YouTube click hole for,
yeah,
you know, 2 hours.
Yeah. I love it.
I'll stumble upon a Crazy Frog, you know.
Oh, this is sad.
But no, least favorite. I don't think I have a least favorite.
I mean, you gotta get... There's so many songs. I mean, that's just
It's so...
You gotta get real obscure here.
Yeah, I hate cheesy power ballads. So, like...
I do hate...
anything by Bryan Adams probably falls into that category. Like, what's the song... anything I do, I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Hate that one.
That's awful. Here, I'll give you my unpopular opinion of the day. I hate the police.
Ooh,
that's so weird.
That's, how do you hate the police?
I can't stand them.
That's so weird.
All of their songs are either annoying or rapey.
Well, okay.
There's only one rapey song.
That's not true.
And that's one of the best pop songs
ever. That's not
ever
true. There's not only one, first off.
Okay, name the other one.
Well, which one are you thinking of, first off?
I'm thinking...
Every Breath You Take.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rapey.
Okay.
It's about a stalker.
It's literally about a stalker.
And
they said it was about a stalker, didn't they?
Roxanne is about a prostitute. That's not
rapey. Yeah, I don't know if Roxanne's the other one. Oh, there's one other one, though, I swear. I hate
Message in a Bottle.
I was going to say, yeah, where's the rape in Message
fucking
in a Bottle?
Hate Message
How do
in
you
a
hate
bottle?
Message in a Bottle? It's one of the great...
No. Message in a Bottle is great.
Just because you do something in a stupid voice doesn't make it bad.
Here's the thing. They do it 28 times.
Do you not like the police either?
And it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the vodka, the major lip.
Oh my God, that's such a stupid song.
I know, just make Hallelujah bad, all right?
No, but they
knock it off.
They do it 28 times.
Purple rain.
All along the watchtower.
You guys sound like you're making fun of mentally handicapped people at a rock concert, and it's just not appropriate.
Zach's thing was the best. They make a good point, though, Nick.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Well, okay, no, I know that's not how the song sounds, but
it's
annoying.
It's one of the great rock riffs ever. It's amazing.
I mean,
that's the best.
I guess
that's like saying, like, Dream Police is bad.
What's that?
What's Dream Police?
By Cheap Trick?
Nobody listens to Cheap Trick. I need to burst your bubble.
No.
I couldn't name a single Cheap Trick.
No, there's one song.
No, you know.
You
know Dream Police.
Everybody knows
that
one.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay.
You know Dream Police, too.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's okay, Cheap Trick, and that's the only song anybody knows by Cheap Trick.
Okay, all right.
I don't know Dream Police.
I think, you know what, though? I have an answer, though. I know what my least favorite song is.
Okay.
It's Earth Song by Michael Jackson.
Oh, really?
I fucking loathe that song.
I don't think I know that song.
So that's a song with no words. It's just, ah! That's what he does for an hour.
Oh, no, you know what song
like
I can't...
Yoko Ono's music. Have you ever heard?
No, you know what song I can't stand? Revolution 9.
By?
By the Beatles.
What?
Revolution
number 9. It's literally just number nine.
As opposed to Revolution?
Oh.
Yeah. A great Beatles song?
No, yeah, fucking, no.
Are you talking about what Dr. Watchelhausen always yes! to reference in yes! seventh grade?
What are you saying?
No. I have no idea what they're talking about.
I barely
was it on the White Album?
Number nine.
I think it was the ninth track on the White
Number
Album.
Number nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's literally just that with like psychedelic...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, sitar. It wasn't even like it's
they
awful.
They were smoking a lot of pot.
They were a lot of pot.
I think it's hot. I also don't like Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, neither do
That's
I.
That's fair. That's fair.
They're pretty annoying.
I think it's interesting though. My least favorite band does not have my least favorite song in it.
Who's your least favorite band?
Kiss.
Okay, lighten up. Lighten up.
Kiss is kind of annoying.
Lighten up.
Kiss is okay.
Well, no. The issue is Kiss was never supposed to be a good band.
Right.
Yeah, they're a fine band, but they're great showmen.
Yes.
I've seen them live.
Apparently
twice.
They're amazing live.
They're phenomenal. Yeah. Go see Kiss live.
And I, this is going to sound bad, but I'd say this in the most complimentary way possible. They are a clown show.
Yes.
Like, that's the idea, is they're supposed to just, you know, do dumb things and look funny and just make fools of
themselves.
I don't
know if that's admirable.
Well, that's like in
clowns can be admirable.
Fuck
Have
clowns.
You seen Baskets?
Well, like, Gene's mentor was a magician.
Yes.
That's where he learned all the tricks that he does in the show, like the fire eating and not the fire eating.
But they're playing music, and it's bad.
Yeah, I know, but shows get disguised in other shows. That's art. That's art. Yeah, absolutely. That's
okay.
Art.
No, it's just, no.
It's still not good.
Go see Kiss live in concert. You will not regret it.
My brother saw them live, and he said that they were incredible.
Amazing.
I need to see them twice. Before I die, I think.
See Kiss?
Yeah, I think
Go,
so.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think my least favorite song... probably what's that stupid song that Bob Saget sings all the time, the one where he's like
what?
There was an old farmer who
the assumption song.
Yeah, that thing. Fuck that.
Oh,
I love the assumption
yeah,
song.
Yeah, you would. Bob Saget. Bob Saget sang that at a live concert or at a concert or not a concert, what do you call it, a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah,
he sang that at a show, and that pissed me off.
You went to a Bob Saget
show? No, I didn't go. It was on TV.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Okay.
Yeah. No. So that sucks. That's my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. Any other tangents you want to go on before we get into the show today?
I'm just trying to avoid talking about the movie, if I'm being honest.
But listen, this has been a long time coming. We have a very special show prepared for you over the next hour and a half.
That was fucking chaos to set up.
Yes. Took a while. Our text chain is in itself a horror film.
I think we can upload that to, like, to the internet.
Yeah, that screenplay, like, could be an episode of American Horror Story.
Yeah.
It was very odd. We figured it out. We've arranged it. It's Alien versus Predator versus Freddy versus Jason.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, officially.
Yeah. This is a funny little gimmick that we came up with. And by funny little gimmick, I mean, like, the name was funny.
Dumb idea.
Hey, man.
We were like, wouldn't it be funny if, and then we're doing it.
Similar to how they came up with the plot of Face Off, we came up with the name before we came up with the podcast.
Yes.
So, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly right.
Especially when it comes to one of our favorite movies ever.
Yes.
Face Off. We all love that movie.
Which I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it. But... you will love this movie. But Adam, you love Face Off.
Of course I love
you.
Face Off.
I know you love Face Off, and I love Face
Off.
I
did see season 4 of Breaking Bad, so I have a picture of where it may go.
What?
Yeah. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yes.
When Gustav's face gets blown off.
Spoiler alert.
I was like, what do you... Like,
spoiler alert. How long has the show been out?
Fuck that.
There is someone that I know that just started Breaking Bad. And they're like, yo, I'm on season 2 of Breaking Bad. And I'm like, what's the matter with you? Why are you starting now?
I can't wait until like 5 years from now when I call one of you guys and go, God, I just watched The Sopranos.
Yo, you heard of the show called The Wire?
The only time watching an old show like that and not knowing is acceptable is when it's like, MASH.
Yeah.
Like when it's so old.
Right.
My friend just introduced me to Dallas.
Who shot JR anyway?
I have not seen The Sopranos, by the way.
Yeah, like, kill yourself.
Right? Is it getting to the point where it's like, all right, well, just don't bother?
I guess we're running out of...
You know, there's so much shit.
I got news for you. I am never going to watch Game of Thrones.
That's the dumbest thing you can ever say. You've seen Blade Runner 4 times in the theater.
I can promise.
You've seen Blade Runner 2049.
Oh,
sequel.
You've seen Mad Max more times than there are hours of Game of Thrones.
I know.
Yes, I've seen Mad Max.
Okay, no. That's totally acceptable. Because it's Mad fucking Max.
No, but I'm saying he's seen a three-hour movie.
Yes.
More times than Game of Thrones has hours of footage.
Yes, and that's fine.
I've seen Mad Max at least 70 times at this point.
You need to dig into TV a little bit more. It's a blind spot for you.
Yes.
Here's what you should do. Take 4 months out of your life and say, I'm not watching a movie. I'm just going to watch every TV show that I need to catch up on. Like, do that.
I don't want to watch Game of Thrones, though.
It doesn't have to be Game of Thrones, but you're missing out on so much.
I want
to
watch and Twin Peaks.
All you're doing is watching fucking Mindhunter, which, by the way, I watched the first episode of. okay. And I don't wanna, again,
it looks dumb to me. Is it good?
I want to watch it.
Apologies. I'm not going to pick on your boy, David Fincher, because he doesn't deserve to be picked on here. But what the hell is up with that script? That screenplay is, like, cringeworthy bad. Like, these characters, like, it's so verbose. Like, how cheeky and clever do you want to be?
Hey, on a higher note.
Yes.
Today was the release of Stranger Things Season 2.
Yeah, just Stranger Things 2 is what they're calling it.
No.
That's
what we're not doing that.
Well, hey, listen.
It's not a sequel.
Stranger Things.
I haven't seen Stranger Things.
More things, and they're also strange. Mm.
I've got to be like the only person on the planet who's not excited for that.
You haven't watched Stranger? Did you watch this first season?
Yes.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Which is weird because that's like my shit.
I didn't like it. I thought
I didn't watch Stranger Things.
I'm not sure if it's gonna be good second season.
So
we'll see.
Hey Netflix, because I know you're listening right now.
Oh yeah.
All the execs at Netflix, like, quit killing a good thing. Like, take a chill pill on Stranger Things Season 2. I'm watching the Yankees-Astros series last week, and, you know, the batter's eye on the other side of the field, in the outfield there, all those black seats, right, so the batter can see the ball coming at them, wasn't a batter's eye last week during the Astros series.
This is Stranger Things?
Stranger Things 2 in giant bold lettering every fucking home run. No, not every fly ball I gotta look at Stranger Things. They're adding a Stranger Things post show. You know,
are they really?
Yeah.
The Talking Dead?
Yeah, it's the same, like, producers of The Talking Dead.
Oh, they shouldn't do that.
Seven episodes of Stranger Things Beyond.
Don't do that.
They announced that today, and it's now available on Netflix with your shows. Enough already.
That's
like, I see every red carpet show has these kids singing whatever Bruno Mars song they're singing. Listen, enough!
I have a feeling that Stranger Things Season 2 here is going to get bad.
Yeah.
But I have my hopes up still.
It's just like
The first season was good. I recommend it. I feel like by the time people are actually going to listen to this, there's going to be a few people who've already watched the entire fucking show.
Oh,
by the time.
Yes, it's done. Everybody's done by this point, except for us. We're the only four people that are not.
And the saddest part is today, the 27th is the day we're recording here. They just removed Lie to Me.
Oh, they did.
Oh, shit. Really?
Just removed
it. Oh, no.
Yeah. So, anyway.
It's too bad.
Yeah, Lie to Me's fun.
Netflix, kind of a mixed bag. We'll talk about Mindhunter on the next movie show we do. I promise.
Next movie show?
Yeah,
Movie Hopper.
Yeah, Movie Hopper.
Okay.
Yeah, not that one. Not this one.
Yeah, whatever that show.
Like, this one.
Yeah.
No, the other podcast you do, Adam. Come on.
They all blend together.
Alien versus Predator is the first film that we watched. Let's talk about it.
How long did it take us?
We're at 22 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
We have 8 minutes, guys.
Great.
Wonderful. Perfect.
Film. Loose term.
Right. Yeah.
As in, it's on some.
So, Alien vs. Predator is a film that pits two iconic horror characters against each other. The aliens from Alien and the predators from Predator. Right?
You got it.
So far, so good.
As opposed to what other movies?
As opposed to Alien 2.
You mean the xenomorphs from, what's the other one?
Prometheus?
Yeah. They're all xenomorphs.
There we go. No xenomorphs in Prometheus. Except for the
there's a xenomorph there's head in there.
God, I sound like Adam.
There's a xenomorph.
Yes, you do.
They're there at the end. Fuck you.
There's a xenomorph head in Predator 2.
That's true.
So there you go.
I'm going to turn it to the resident nerd here.
Yeah.
Which is saying something.
Alien nerd.
No, I'm an Alien and Predator nerd.
Yeah.
Through and through.
Mm.
Well, I'm saying we each have our nerd things.
Yes.
We just haven't really done it, mind.
Yes, yes.
So this is a bad movie. It's not a horror movie because it's not scary in any way, shape, or form.
Correct.
It takes the form of the Alien / Predator movies to some extent. But what's the deal with this one? Like, where does this fit in the larger mythology of things?
The chronology of it all?
Yeah. Is this canon? No. Is Alien vs. Predator canon?
No.
What is it?
It's its own. It was okay. Originally, I think it was canon, but I think it was like Ridley Scott or someone, and James Cameron probably were like.
It was Ridley.
I think it was Ridley was the one who was like, "They're so fucking bad, and we can't deal with this." And then David Giler was like, "I want to get you back to make essentially Prometheus, to basically wipe the slate clean of Alien versus Predator." Hence the reason why.
So you're telling me Prometheus exists because of this movie.
Mm. Sort of, yeah. Sort of. A little bit.
Yet another waste of time. Yes, this movie caused. Yes.
Hey, Prometheus is okay.
No, it's not.
Oh, you're...
Yeah, Prometheus is good.
Yeah. I think it's good.
And it is better. Having bought and rewatched Alien Covenant, Alien Covenant's nowhere near as good as Prometheus.
You bought Alien Covenant?
Of course I did.
Okay.
You're the strangest human.
Alien Covenant is...
He has every single one of those movies. You know it.
I do.
I know that.
Y'all... Alien Covenant's better than Prometheus.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm just saying this right now.
So. It's not, though.
It simply is.
No, it's not. It simply is not. Anyway.
You just like watching two androids have a homosexual relationship.
That scene is pretty great. It is pretty great. I'll give them that.
But they could have just made that movie. It didn't have to be... You know what I'm saying?
It's called porn, man.
It didn't have to be an Alien movie.
But here's the thing. Originally, I think it was supposed to be canon and give some sort of backstory. But essentially everyone hated it, so they decided to go ahead and... do the Alien prequel.
Easy to see why people hated it.
I remember watching it and being like, okay, so everything that Sigourney Weaver fought for in the first three Alien films just doesn't matter because the aliens were already on Earth.
Yeah.
That
well,
sucks.
When did AVP come out?
2003.
2003.
I was a child.
No, 2004. Was it 2003?
We were children.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm assuming... close after it came out or when it came out, you saw it, Adam. Nick?
I probably saw it in 2005 or 6. Yeah. I guess.
I probably saw it in theaters.
Same.
I was young, Blue's Clues at the time.
Yes. When we were that young, I remember watching this and being like, oh my god, this is great. I then rewatched it like 5 years later and I'm like, this is shit, but I still love it.
When I watched, because at that point I had already seen both the first Alien and the first Predator.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love both of those films to death. But I remember watching it and being like, kind of like, okay,
yeah,
like okay, I guess it's all right. And then I kind of did what you did. Years later, I finally watched them again, and I was like, oh, these movies are bullshit.
Yes,
yeah. See, so I remember being bored as a kid to this movie. it was dreadful.
Well, you would.
It is pretty boring.
It's boring.
It's very boring. Yeah.
And I also did not like things as a kid.
What do you mean?
Yeah, as a kid.
I'm trying to... I really can't think of anything I really liked watching as a kid other than George of the Jungle. Like, genuinely, like, I watched Avatar Last Airbender and I hated it as a kid, too.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, have you come around to it?
Oh, I love it now. Yeah.
We used to talk about Avatar.
No, I'm talking when I was a kid, man. When it was, like, airing for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, fair enough.
I mean, I hated everything. I hated all the kids' shows. I hated, like, Hey Arnold. I hated fucking everything. Yeah, hated it.
Just because everyone else liked it, or you just didn't like it?
Was it because Arnold made Helga's girlhood tremble?
No, that would have probably improved the quality of the show for me.
You're like, why can't I get a girl with a unibrow?
Yeah. I have dreams. Hopes.
They're not great dreams. But no, good dreams. I mean, they're his dreams.
I'll take one eyebrow. Listen, I don't have to have two. One's enough for me.
Oh, Nicholas, God help you. Simple.
Would you rather date a girl with a unibrow or no eyebrows?
No eyebrows.
What kind of question?
No eyebrows.
You will go no eyebrows.
Yeah.
You just go just wide-eyed. Like.
Yes. Yes. Honestly.
What's the painting with the screaming woman of Van Gogh? What's that one called?
The Scream?
The Scream?
I would, yes.
You'd rather just have that?
I would date the Scream.
A better example would have been, like, you know, Mona Lisa, who has no eyebrows.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa literally has no eyebrows?
No.
Yeah, no.
Oh, then I guess I go no eyebrows.
Come it's on. One of the many reasons that painting's unfinished.
Mona Lisa's kind of hot.
Okay.
Do you not like the Mona Lisa?
No, I love the Mona Lisa. Okay. It's just not. It's widely known. Mona Lisa is not finished.
It also has a treasure map in it.
Apparently. What?
National Treasure. Yeah,
no, not at
no.
all.
No.
Oh, no, you're right. It was the Tom Hanks thing.
Da Vinci Code.
You're right.
Yeah. I've actually all seen
dumb.
The Mona Lisa.
All dumb.
It's cool.
Have you? Yeah. You've been to the Louvre?
Yeah.
Apparently it's much smaller, right?
No, it's everyone says that. It's exactly as big as I thought it was.
It's like this big.
It's like that. Yeah.
No, right. I'm 100% accurate. Yes. This big. For those of you listening at home.
Everyone was describing it as like a foot. Wait, hold on.
How many basketball hoops?
Inside joke. That's a callback.
0.2 by 0.3 basketball hoops tall.
How many parsecs, Nick?
It depends. Is a parsec a measure of distance or speed?
No. You want to know the fun part? Okay, so in the expanded universe, I'm going to nerd out here for
you.
No.
Oh my
no, I swear to God. In the expanded universe.
In your expanded universe.
No, okay, let me. In the expanded universe. They
send it out an SOS.
I'll wait.
I'm listening.
So in the expanded universe, they said he cut out two parsecs of it by taking a shortcut. But after it was like it was in one of like the novels, one of like the third party novels.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, the writers went, "Nah, we just totally fucked up." So they retconned a parsec, and then they retconned the retcon.
Yeah, that sounds right.
May the Schwartz be with you.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Now let's see how well you handle it.
I'll twist it.
Who doesn't like Spaceballs? Is it you?
I like Spaceballs.
I recall someone saying
probably
that
me.
Okay, someone said.
Don't.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, no, he said it's not as great as everyone thinks it is.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's stupid.
It's still like
it's supposed to be stupid.
It's still the third best Star Wars movie.
It's tasteful.
I mean, it just is, right? I think by default.
It's tasteful stupidity, though. You know?
Except for the ass being in the front and surrounded by assholes.
Sure.
I don't think it is. Where does Galaxy Quest fit in the Star Trek universe?
Galaxy Quest is so good.
Because that's a great movie.
Galaxy that's the best Quest. Star Wars movie.
Star Trek.
That's a Star Trek movie.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Yes. It was a great film.
God, I love that movie.
Sam Rockwell is just the best thing ever.
I love Sam Rockwell. Man.
I die on page 9.
Alien vs. Predator. So we'll go really quick.
Swallow, Adam. Swallow your soda.
Really quick through the plot because I don't want to dwell on this too much. Nick, what's the plot?
Pass the blame. Go.
So
you don't bite the
would,
table.
Like, take notes.
Don't bite the table.
We get some people and we from all across the planet.
Mm.
And
do they do things?
They have qualities.
Sure.
And
specifically, they're from Antarctica, Nebraska.
They go from
Antarctica.
They're going to Nebraska.
Fucking idiot.
Okay.
Get the shit
they're
right.
From
you dumb
I
fuck.
Asked you 10 times at the beginning, are you following?
And I
clearly
was.
He wasn't.
I wasn't, but I have notes.
It's okay. Not that hard to follow at the beginning, honestly.
We got Nepal.
No, it's not. You just jump around.
Yeah. We
like
got Nepal.
Places.
We got Nebraska,
Mexico.
We got like two others,
end
maybe,
and then like random people just show up.
There's a satellite in space that they gloss over,
right?
And
well, you need to establish that it's
and they get all these experts in science, and they send them to Antarctica because they found a pyramid 2,000 feet beneath the fucking ice.
Yes, yes.
Perhaps 200 basketball hoops.
The first pyramid.
That's a jump. No, there's no empirical evidence for them to make that claim.
Yeah. This is something that stood out at me. Apparently they were mining for mineral deposits. Who the fuck's looking for mineral deposits in Antarctica?
I don't know.
Wayland Industries.
Also, what's a mineral deposit?
It's a deposit of minerals.
Yeah, it's like, imagine a bunch of minerals, like, in one spot.
Who? This is a serious question.
Like, you know what diamond mines are?
Right, yeah.
That's a mineral deposit.
Yeah, but who needs minerals? And this is a serious question.
Probably you, with your health record.
Yeah. Wow. Excellent point, Nick.
You're probably right. I just am
get
wondering.
Get some vitamin B12, motherfucker.
I'm just
Jesus.
Wondering what's out there, and I feel like why not just dig in the backyard? Like, why not just go
not
out to because
they're only in certain areas.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just how
that's
the
why
Earth
Alaska's
works.
So valuable, man.
Okay, they just sort of yada yada'd over that detail. It's
well, you know, so they did it because it's common knowledge that people understand what a mineral deposit is.
No, but just like, what are you doing
no,
there?
No, no, you're
and
an
why
idiot.
All of a sudden is this pyramid an interest to you?
You're an
right?
idiot.
Like, if you're a guy just looking for rocks, like, all you care about is rocks. You don't care about the supernatural
pyramid. It was made
pyramid.
Of rocks, though.
That's true. That's true.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. Maybe there's more minerals in the pyramid.
Well, no, but no, they didn't discover the pyramid because they were looking for mineral deposits.
Yeah.
There was a heat signature that their satellite caught, thus the satellite.
Right.
And then they were like, oh, hey, what's over here? And then they zoomed in.
It's a pyramid.
Supposedly, we can assume the heat signature came from the predators who shot a laser.
No, that
no.
comes way
so
out.
So where did the
it was
the
it was
it
like
from?
A pre- It's a like a timed thing that set off the heat.
Oh yes, it's because of 100
like
years,
like a cuckoo clock.
Good. Every 100 years, humans go to this fucking Antarctica thing. Somehow, they just get there. I don't know. Yeah. They do
this Antarctica. It's called a continent.
It is
actually,
it is a continent.
Yeah, it's a continent, Nick.
Yeah, okay, but nobody goes there. Anyways, so they go there every 100 years.
You know, there's an ATM in Antarctica.
I mean, I would assume.
Who owns it? Chase?
How else are the Eskimos going to pay for all that ice?
The Eskimos?
They're not there.
There are no Eskimos in Antarctica.
Eskimos in Antarctica.
What?
You sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
You ever been there?
They're in, like, northern Canada into the North Pole kind of region.
You cannot live in Antarctica.
I don't think that's true.
You cannot live
there's no vegetables.
Bet you I could.
No, the only people who live there are scientists, and they're only there for, like, a few
like
months
you know
at
the
time,
thing?
That's a lot of time.
You know the people in the thing? Those are the only people in Antarctica.
Yes. Okay. But they have an ATM.
Yeah.
Good. Well, again, you need... All right.
I guess you need money to make trades.
Yeah.
With all the penguins?
I know. Yeah. They get the caribou.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking... You and your...
Read National Geographic!
No. We didn't start a museum. Okay, pick up a zoo book.
Fucking zoo
you
books.
And your fucking grizzly bear.
What?
Shit.
Oh, yeah, I did call. So there was a black bear in this neighborhood like a couple months ago. And
different
on,
bear.
Yeah, and on the other
different type of bear.
On the other podcast, I called it a grizzly bear.
Let's just thank God he didn't say like polar bear.
Yeah, that
would panda bear.
No, panda bear.
Grizzly.
Panda bear. Would've been.
If my memory serves me, grizzly bears are fucking huge.
Right.
Yes, grizzlies are big.
Sure.
From
very
looking
big.
At it.
Here's the thing. I know I say a lot of stupid shit on the podcast, and I know this because people tell me in real life, hey, you'd said a stupid thing on your podcast, but, like, why aren't you taking the initiative to tell me anyway? Like, if
because
you're listening to this, like, email me and let me know, hey, dude, grizzly bears not indigenous to suburban Connecticut.
You're going to get 100 emails telling you mineral deposits are common knowledge.
Like, people listen. Like, let me know. Don't let me be a fucking idiot.
Because it's funnier when you are an idiot.
Yeah. I'm going to keep calling it a grizzly bear for the next, like, you know, several months. Okay, yeah, keep going.
So, where was I? So they're going to this pyramid underground.
Underground.
They're going approximately 200 basketball hoops
deep
to find this. And the predators are going there, too, because it's essentially, I'm going to yada yada a little bit.
Go ahead and yada yada.
These pubescent teenage predators come to the Earth every 100 years to trick humans into going to this pyramid so that they can create the alien.
Yeah, they need to be used as hosts for
to
the alien.
So that the predators can hunt as a rite of passage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the movie.
I need to ask the expert a question.
Oh, please.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Aliens are xenomorphs.
Yes.
Predators are...
Yupchows.
Thank you.
Nut jobs.
Just, yes. I could...
I'm sorry, I know.
Somewhere in the world, that's a racial slur. I'm not sure where.
I know. I knew you would, which is why I asked.
I'm very sorry. I know that, Nick.
Okay.
And Zach and Nick.
Okay. I don't care.
Don't. I don't give a shit. That's why I asked the question. There's one person who gives a shit.
Legitimately gives a shit that I know this stuff.
It's the only thing I give a shit about in the world. Go ahead.
He can die now, knowing what the predators are actually called.
So they basically they go to this pyramid. By the way, real quick, pyramids not impressive. I said this before, not impressed.
This is one of your hottest of hot takes. This was like fresh out.
So one of the things they make comment on is, oh, these pyramids have similar features to that of the Aztecs and the Egyptians and these. And I'm like, oh, well, it's because fucking predator aliens came to the Earth and taught the humans how to build triangles out of rocks. Fuck off.
Like, they said the same thing about every innovation in the world. Like, that was said about Q-tips at some point. Like, it was sitting right there the whole time. Just put some cotton swabs at the end of sticks. Like, dude, if you were around then, you would not have thought to make a pyramid. Like, tree sticks.
It was a very dangerous invention. No.
You wouldn't have thought to do it.
Listen, I would have made the wheel. Yeah. I would have made fire. Mm-hmm. I would have made
pyramids. You would have made fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
You would have invented fire.
I would have been selling that shit for like 30 cents a pop.
Right.
All
right?
I'd be a rich
man. Oh, okay. So you would have invented money and a trading system.
No. Someone else would have done that. Sorry, okay. Well, I'm not crazy. That shit's hard.
You know your limits.
I know what I'm good at.
I'm good at rubbing two sticks together. That's what it is.
You would have made the light bulb and all that other good stuff.
Eventually. I mean, yeah, I get there. Take a little thinking, but yeah.
Sure.
So that's the movie. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty much the movie.
No.
Kinda.
A bunch of them start dying.
And then they fight. That's the movie. They fight.
No, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
You missed. All you said was pubescent?
Yes.
Pubescent,
essentially.
Pubescent.
Yeah. Predators come down.
No, I mean, the whole movie is just you want Alien to fight Predator. That's it. And it's cool.
Kind of do.
It's cool. It's sort of. Fine. Yeah. It's all right. You know?
It's more like a Predator versus Alien.
Yeah, more that is more accurate.
I'm going to give shouts to my man Sebastian, who is the least authentic Italian character I've ever seen in any film ever.
Is he actually Italian?
He's from Italy, and he has a bad Italian accent. So I'm going to say he's Italian.
Okay.
But again, he's not Italian.
Bobbidi-boobbidi.
Yeah, it might as well.
New York Italian.
Not a New York Italian. I grew up with New York Italians.
Tony!
That's not...
Hey!
That's not what a New York Italian looks like. The dude knew everything immediately.
Mm. He could read in the Predator's language.
He can read?
In the Predator's language.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, he was just Wikipedia.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's like, it's the... All the old languages was supposed to be based off of the Predator language. So, like, it was like hieroglyphs on...
It's like Latin, but in
kind of,
okay. Yeah, the only issue is
Adam, tell me I'm wrong. Like, it's supposed to be...
It is, but there are scenes where it seems like he's clearly reading Predator language, which should not...
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense.
But it's supposed to be very reminiscent of...
And the fact that
of,
English is already a second language, I mean, this guy... Wow.
So he knew right off the bat, this is the sacrificial chamber. That's an actual point
that's
of dialogue.
That's a line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he talks about how, look, this was an honor for these men.
Because they weren't tied up.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
You know,
it's a very big leap.
Not because there weren't like 30 people standing there with axes at the time saying, if you fucking move, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Exactly. One of the bitches in this thing was like, they didn't. Start digging into her body to take out her heart. Something popped out of this body.
Because the bones are bent outward.
Yeah, like, maybe the bones just broke. Like, maybe, like, just decay. Maybe, like, a rat got down here.
I just would never make that assumption.
No.
Yeah. You
know? It's exactly right.
That's a callback to the first Alien where they find the space jockey in the chair and it's like, oh, the bones are bent out. Something looks like it just exploded from inside.
Yeah.
Which makes more sense.
Sure.
Well, a lot of things in this movie are supposed to be related back to the original Alien and the original Predator,
yeah. Well,
but they just don't work.
No.
At all.
Even to the point where they're ripping it off. Like, there's that shot towards, like, it's I don't know, it's like the middle of the film. Anyway, she's you know, hanging on that cliff, and her hand comes up and grabs the ledge, and it kind of, like, pans up and racks focus to her eyes, which is ripped right from Alien. It's like,
yeah.
It's the exact same shot.
Here's the problem with the Alien franchise.
Okay.
Just gonna say it. Look. Yeah, he's in his shark pity.
No, I'm laughing because he was like fixing his fin.
Gotta be on right.
Yeah. Like, it was the coolest the first time. So every time, like, a xenomorph pops out of somebody's stomach and torso...
Yeah.
You're a little over it.
Yeah. It looks worse and worse every time.
It was good up until Resurrection.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah, no, because, and Aliens, it was good too. But I mean, still, you cannot match the high of the original film.
Alien 3's is fucked up.
Okay.
It is really fucked up. And I mean, it has partially due to the fact that it comes out of a dog or an ox, depending on which version you watch. But it's just the worst thing I've ever seen.
In a way, it's the same issue. I kind of hate to say this. It's kind of the same issue of every time we reboot Spider-Man, we have to fucking kill Uncle Ben again.
Yes.
It's like, we get it. You know?
What about Batman's parents have died every fucking movie.
What about lightsabers?
What about them?
Yeah, what about them?
Don't they lose their novelty after you've seen them like 100
times?
What
about lightsabers? No, because the thrill isn't like, the lightsaber. The thrill is the sword fighting.
I know plenty of Star Wars fans who would probably disagree with you. But.
Well, I mean, the prequels do lightsabers bad. But that doesn't mean that lightsabers...
Listen, if every single Star Wars movie had them blowing up a Death Star, it would get old.
Exactly. Like, when are they going to make a movie that finally focuses on the Death Star is what I want to know. Like, when are we finally going to get that story?
What, you mean...
I want, like, the carpenter story, the plumber's story, the electrician story.
Yeah,
I
want to know...
I don't know how this shit's going to get done.
I want to know where the
about, like, The Office.
I want to know where the plans came from.
The Office.
Imagine The Office, but it's the Death Star.
Unfortunately, that's going to be one of the spinoff movies. They're going to run out of fucking ideas, and it's going to be a sitcom with Star Wars characters.
They're going to hire Dwight.
Star Wars story. Constructor. Dwight.
There's only so many characters you can make prequel movies about. Yeah. Like, it's gonna run out of... Gonna have to...
We make the paper for the Death Star.
If I see another Death Star in a Star Wars movie, I'm gonna have a fucking conniption.
No, but, again, not to get too far off with lightsabers.
Hold on, does that include planet killers?
Yes.
like, The Force Awakens has a great lightsaber battle.
Yeah.
But that's not because lightsabers are just became cool again all of a sudden. It's that... Like, J.J. Abrams knew how to make a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Well, my point is, like, now that we've seen the lightsaber in action, it's certainly not as, like, oh my god, look at that, as it was when people first saw it in A New Hope. It's just not.
I think. True, but again, it's not necessarily about the fact that it's a lightsaber.
No, I'm not making that
I think
that
a better
point,
example, though, is the Death Star, because it's more.
Yeah.
It's more of a. It takes time.
But right. The lightsaber is more iconic than the Death Star.
Sure, but it takes time.
The alien is a shocking reveal at first. Right? Oh, it's not like the lightsaber that just
the
sort of looks cool.
The fact that they
cool
have to write into the plot for at least 10 minutes of the movie, the face thing's coming out and then popping out of the chest.
After the first time, it's one of those things where, like, every time somebody keels over and starts coughing, you're like, oh, it's going
to
pop out.
And you have to watch them sit in agony and you're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because,
like, as soon as you see the face suckers, you stop caring about those characters now.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah, they do sort of solve that problem in the new ones because, like, in Covenant, like,
I love that chestburster
shit
scene.
Happened quick.
That now I will give it this: the chestburster scene in Covenant is actually really, really well done.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Okay. So what ends up happening is there's a lot of fighting and hunting going on, and the humans are just sort of caught in the middle of this battle.
Yeah, every human dies except for one.
Yes, and what's her name?
Lex.
Okay.
So like Lexi?
Yeah.
No, I'll just take your word for it.
So Lex decides the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Technically, the Italian guy.
Like Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not a paraphrase. This is actually a line in the movie, the enemy of the enemy is my friend. And so she decides, I can't negotiate with, like, the...
Serpent monsters.
Let me go to the guy that sort of resembles a human being. And see if I can become an ally.
I think at one point she said, like, that must be what the humanoids are doing or something like that.
Right.
Like the word humanoid was said, seriously at one point in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. But you can't do it when you're talking about people who are trying to kill you. That sort of kind of defeats the purpose of it.
Right.
Don't call them humanoids.
The anthropomorphic beings.
Yeah, like, it's...
It's also insane to, like, try to align with these things because, like, they're the whole reason why you're here in the first place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're predators.
That's what they do.
They don't give a shit about...
Though.
But the filmmakers know what predators are. They don't give a fuck about people. Hence the other movies. Whatever.
Right. A lot of fighting goes on and it's really nerdy and, like, some guy with glasses is having an orgasm somewhere.
She wears an alien head as a gauntlet.
Right.
Yes.
And its tail as a spear.
That's right.
Yep.
And she fights alongside this fucking predator.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like Batman and Robin.
Yes. Yeah. Just running into the sunset together.
It's great.
And then they make out.
Well, they don't. But there's some sexual tension.
It's a passionate sex scene.
Yeah. There's some sexual tension.
A little rough.
Going on.
But, you know.
The way that they look at each other, it's really...
Picture Khal Drogo and Daenerys in the first season.
Not too far off. I think he sort of misread that signal a bit, though. Like, maybe she's just looking at your crazy flappy mouth thing because, like,
it's what are you weird. Talking about? Like, whoa!
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Maybe he's not staring because he's into you. Or she's into you. You know what I mean? It's like the episode of Seinfeld where George gets a wig and all the ladies start staring at him and they're like, no, because they know that you're wearing a hat over there. And he's like, I think they like what they see. It's easy to misconstrue, just being ugly and appealing. It's a fine line. Yeah.
Story of your life.
I just love how everybody here was thinking that. Even you, Nico.
Oh, yeah.
You were thinking it. You were probably thinking, oh, no one say it. It's the only no one say it. And then we said
please
it.
Please don't say it.
Yeah. anything we liked about this movie?
It's fun.
There's a few scenes that are pretty...
There's a few shots that I...
Yeah, like. I mean, it's...
I like the first time the predators are revealed for the most part. I always have little issues with those scenes, but yeah, it's got its moments.
We all agree that when he takes the acid and scars himself and puts the mark on the helmet's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This movie could have been a 10-minute short film.
Yes.
Yes.
And way better.
Here's what the movie is. It is a bad movie with moments. It's one of those. That's a good
I didn't see many moments of being totally honest with
you. There's not many moments, but I mean there's enough to where you'd be like, oh, okay.
It is classic early 2000s PG-13.
It Roland Emmerich could have made this.
PG-13 that's the problem rating, right? Do we all agree it's the worst rating?
Yeah, come up on the mic, bro.
Do we all agree?
Every time it's never not condescending. Yeah. Every single time you do it.
What?
Mic will come up on me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
And here's the big problem with this movie. And
mine does that all the fucking time.
It just turns the wrong
way. I don't know, it'll just go.
Has a mind of its own.
No, I'm going to face this way.
I said this to you, like, and I kind of whispered it to you as we were watching it. The big issue with this movie is that it does not know it's stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is the reason I think that we all agree that Freddy vs. Jason is way better.
Well,
you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
Three of us so far.
But you will agree.
Okay.
Yes,
and the bar is set pretty low.
It is.
Yeah. So, you know, Freddy vs. Jason is fucking fantastic.
Okay. Freddy vs. Jason is one of the most fun movies I've ever seen.
Because it knows what it is.
Yes. Well, it is just glorious to
which we all agree, we have a much better understanding and appreciation of movies that know what they are.
I don't know if it'll be a Nico movie, though.
That's the probably only
thing.
Not.
That's the only thing. But
considering he's never seen a Friday the 13th or a Nightmare.
Yes.
You know, it knows what it is. I think you'll have a little bit of fun. So let's go watch that.
Yeah, let's stop talking about Freddy vs. Jason and watch it as part two of AVPV FVJ.
VJ.
Continue.
VJ. What's a VJ? If you have to ask, it's too much.
That's not how that goes, Zach. You should know what a VJ is.
Favorite VJ? Huh? Favorite VJ?
No, I can't remember what the fuck it was.
It's ZJ.
Was it a ZJ?
Yeah, VJ is like a vagina. You should know what that one is.
Mine's Kennedy.
Yeah.
What?
You don't know what a VJ is? Fine. All
right. Oh, wait, no, you have to.
No, a VJ is like a video jockey. It's like a DJ for MTV. That's what they used to call like the MTV hosts.
I will only think of vagina.
Yeah. Carson Daly. Kennedy from Fox.
Okay, we'll see you in the next segment.
Okay.
Yep.
We're back.
Yes, here we are.
Hey.
What's
up, guys?
Freddy versus Jason. This is movie number two. By the way, we should mention this is Whatober.
Oh, yeah.
This is the end of October. This is... Happy Halloween. You're listening to this on Halloween.
Or later. Enjoy your November.
Who knows?
Enjoy your November. Maybe it's a Movember for you, or maybe you're like me and you can't grow a mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a Movember. Yeah, let's talk about this movie, shall we?
Sure, yeah. It's late night.
Yeah, it is.
It's already 1:30, which is when we promised we'd be done.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Adam Hall.
Yes, Nico.
You love this movie.
I love this movie.
Why do you love this movie?
It's just, it's so much, it's just the most cheerful, great, fun thing I've ever seen.
It's an uplifting movie.
Is it
this
really?
This is the kind of movie that I would
really
watch.
Really, it's a movie about hope.
If I were, like, this is the kind of movie I watch when I'm like severely depressed for a week.
Well, no wonder.
It's and a movie about it just, dreams.
It just
no, really.
No, this movie legitimately makes me feel better on any occasion I watch, and I just feel just
a little better.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Legitimately happy after the fact.
It's everything that's awesome about slasher movies.
Yes,
rolled into one.
Yes, and as an avid fan of slasher films, I you know,
Nico, do you like slasher movies?
Well, I can't say I've seen many of them.
Okay.
Or any of them. I've seen Halloween.
You've seen Texas Chainsaw.
I have not seen Texas Chainsaw.
Weren't you just talking about Texas Chainsaw?
No, I just was asking, are you sure? I don't know. I haven't seen it. That's it.
You've seen Halloween.
I've seen Halloween.
What I have not...
The Halloweens or
I've
Halloween?
I've seen the original...
John Carpenter's Halloween.
John Carpenter's Halloween... Mike Myers, Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's Michael. When
Michael
you say
Myers, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. Mike Myers.
I always do that. I'm like, yeah, Mike Myers is like killing people. Right. But, oh, wait, no, that's not right.
Yeah, and it's lovely. It's a great film, and what I like about that movie is how little they show you, and ultimately what they do with nothing and a shoestring budget and the restraint that they show and... art is the best when it is working within limitations, and that's what I love about that movie. This movie, however, is not working with many limitations. It's just sort of like, go for it, man. What's the name of this director?
Ronnie Yu.
Yeah, Ronnie. You know Ronnie, obviously.
We all know. Who doesn't know
Ronnie? We all know Ronnie Yu. You ever like hear a director's name and you're like, I know exactly what they're all about?
Yeah.
Like, Ronnie Yu, I get it. I understand. Like, and it's not like a race thing. It's not like an Asian thing. It's like, if your name's Ronnie Yu, like, you're going to make a Freddy vs. Jason
well,
movie.
This is the same director as Bride of Chucky.
Exactly.
So.
Bride of Chucky. Have you seen the Chuckies?
Child's Play is my jam. All right.
There's not a single bad Chucky film.
But... yeah, I haven't seen... Have I seen Bride of Chucky? Maybe I have.
I don't know. Seed of Chucky is pretty bad.
Seed of Chucky?
Sure.
Seed of Chucky is pretty bad.
Seed is pretty stupid.
You know what slasher films I have not really seen enough of is Scream.
Oh, I love Scream.
Scream's a good.
I feel like people forget about Scream a lot. It kind of gets left behind, right? People
remember because they're slashers, but they're parodies of slashers.
Yes.
They're
more, they're almost, I mean, they're not comedies, but.
That's where we get the three rules of what not to do in a horror film.
Yep.
Fantastic.
It's very meta and very aware that they're, you know, basically making fun of other horror films, but sort of indulging in what makes them work.
I was waiting for the third rule to show up in Freddy vs. Jason, because we got the first two.
Never say, I'll be back.
Don't drink or do drugs, don't have sex, never say, I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
The first two happened. I was waiting for the I'll be right back.
Yeah, right down there.
There are certain rules to surviving a horror film.
Yes.
Jamie Kennedy, what an asshole.
What a national treasure.
No, Scream is good. Watch Scream.
Oh, I love Scream. I love all of them. I really do.
I haven't seen all of them. I've seen two or three of them.
That's part of what made the Scary Movie franchise, Scary Movie 3, like, kind of stupid, was the
it's
fact
a parody
that it's like,
of a parody.
Yeah,
it's dumb. Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, interesting. So I haven't seen a single Scary Movie, but is the main premise of that a Scream
Well, the
parody?
Third one is a Scream. They usually
bunch. The first one.
Oh, you're right. Scary Movie
the first
is...
One. You're right.
So each movie parodies a specific horror.
The third one is The Ring, right?
Yes.
Third one is The Ring and Signs.
Yes. I mean, they borrow a few, but,
yeah.
But there's like a... Like, the first one is...
One is the framework.
Signs
yes.
isn't a horror movie.
Well
no, but it's...
Okay.
The first Scary movie occupies, like, basically the same plot and, yeah, framework of the first Scream
of
movie.
Of Scream.
Yes.
Okay.
The second one was...
The Exorcist?
No, it was, like, a haunted house kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Was.
I think that was just pulling
didn't they have,
from
like,
it.
Ray guns and shit? It got weird.
It was bad.
It got really
it was
weird.
Very
That's
bad.
The worst one.
So yeah. That is kind of stupid, then. Really stupid, because the whole idea of Scream is... It's
I think the third one,
there.
Actually, is, as far as a comedy spoof of a horror thing, I think the third one is actually the one I liked, right? The one with the ring? That one's okay.
Yeah, that one's pretty okay.
Gets kind of goofy, but... Yeah.
I can't remember four to save my life.
Oh, it was War of the Worlds.
That's the one where they had
Charlie
Sheen. Remember Charlie Sheen's in it.
Well, he's in the third one, but Charlie Sheen dies in the fourth one by taking Viagra and falling off of a balcony.
Yes. And the Scary Movie, was the Scary Movie 5 was Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, and I didn't see it.
That was awful. Yeah. Too much.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah, so...
Those movies are fucking ridiculous.
Yes.
Needless to say, I was fucking lost during this whole process.
Right. We tried to explain to you the basic premise behind Freddy and Jason.
Right, and you did the best you could, but I still couldn't help but watch this thing and be like, this is fucking dumb.
I guess part of it is like... In the same way as when I watched The Big Lebowski with you, I thought it was stupid. I know, I'm serious.
Not even close
here's
to the
why,
same
here's why. No, some inside not. Jokes. This is what I'm getting to. There's some inside jokes, kind of, or some inside tropes with these films that you're not understanding.
No, I don't think that's true at all. Big Lebowski is a one-off movie. It's an original film that you...
But the more you watch it, the more you get in the...
I suppose, but I think, I don't know, man. Like, the more I see a Freddy and Jason, I don't feel like I'm going to learn anything else about them.
Like, No, but I'm just saying you're not seeing the kind of the humor in this movie because you're not
clearly
familiar with the other ones.
Clearly.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because I mean, like we said,
I'm not making a hard analogy here, okay?
Yeah, well, that's like we were saying, the first Nightmare is a straight-up slasher flick. Like,
and it's a very good one.
And it's a very good one. Like, it's not campy, it's not hokey, it's not, you know, it doesn't know what it's trying to be
mm-hmm.
or what it wants to do. And the first Friday, the second Friday with Jason for the first time.
Yes.
What?
Jason is
not in the first Friday.
The first Friday the 13th is Jason's mother.
Yes.
And then starting at Friday the 13th 2, it's Jason.
I actually haven't seen the first one, so I still can't fathom how that goes
so
down.
So Jason, the iconic character from the Friday the 13th movies, is not even in the first movie.
Nope. And he doesn't get his hockey mask till part 3.
Yes.
What's the premise of the first movie?
The first movie is the mother is getting revenge on the counselors who let her son drown.
Yes.
Do people like the original Friday the 13th?
I like the original.
I don't love it. I think it's fine, but it's not great. Here's the thing about the Friday the 13th movies, is that there's really no, like, great entries other than part 6. And that's really... In this one, you know, this one, after rewatching it, it is kind of... I love it.
I love Friday vs. Jason.
But the only... In the just straight-up Friday the 13th, the only, like, legitimately, like, great movie in that entire series is Part 6, oddly enough.
But it's one of the series that you can't help but love when you watch them.
And that's the thing. Like even though you're kind of aware, like, yeah, these aren't very good, but they're just so fucking entertaining. They really are.
Because Friday the 13th is, like, what people think of when they think slasher flicks.
Yeah.
So it has everything that you like about if you like slasher flicks.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything you like in them, so you're like, oh, I loved it. It wasn't good, but I loved it. It was awesome.
What I personally like about these movies is it's just like a nostalgia thing. I remember being a kid and knowing I'm not supposed to watch it.
Mm-hmm. But you do anyway, yeah.
And that's what makes it.
Freddy vs. Jason is the first, like, all-encompassing hard R film I ever saw. Because Alien was the first R-rated film I ever saw, but...
I remember mine, and I still refuse to watch it.
This was the first time where it was like everything kind of rolled into one for mm-hmm. R-rated, and I remember watching it at summer camp. So it has a very special place in my heart, particularly. Yeah.
I think the first R-rated movie I saw was Die Hard.
Really?
And I think that makes perfect sense because I obsessed over Die Hard for a good couple of years. I think like that's I think when all of my sort of guy friends growing up were into slasher horror movies, I was watching dumb 80s action movies.
Yeah. Right? Die Hard is not a dumb 80s action film, though.
No, but what I mean by that is the whole genre... Yeah, yeah. But Halloween is not a dumb slasher movie either. Yeah.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Like, Die Hard is in the genre of all the Steven Seagal movies and, like...
Unfortunately.
Yeah. You know, and all the way up...
And, like, Norse flicks. And,
yes. And then all the way up to the late 90s with Face Off. Like, that's my jam. That's sort of my guilty pleasure. I don't need to think about it. I could just watch these jacked dudes just punch each other.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I like... Nothing shitty like B horror films.
Yeah,
so
I'm kind of right there with Zach.
Love the shitty horror movies because growing up, the first hard R I saw was Jeepers Creepers.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I couldn't sleep for like 2 months.
That ending. Oh my god.
Fucking freaky. Okay.
Is it as good as Sleepaway Camp?
I think that's a great ending. It really is.
No, Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers is underrated. It is.
No, the second one is fucking god awful.
Mm.
But so I grew up, that was the first horror, and then I started watching the Fridays and the Nightmares and the Halloweens and everything like that. So, and then watching the shitty ones, I'm like, oh, I mean, they're no, you know, Friday the 13th, but like, I still like them.
Yeah.
And then it grew to be like, oh, they're so bad, you can't help but love them.
Yeah.
And that's, it's...
Now, these movies in particular are, they're Halloween treats.
Yes.
And... Yeah. Where do we sort of these two are very different from Alien vs. Predator, right?
Mm.
So where do we get into this blend between horror and slashers and then thrillers, and how does it all?
Yeah, make sense of this, Adam.
What do you? Because
you're the only one that gives a shit. But figure this out. What in terms of genre here? Where does everything?
So this is a slasher, obviously.
It's an action slasher.
Action,
not a horror movie. It has a horror aesthetic, but it's. It operates like an action film.
So a horror movie, by your definition, the intention needs to be to scare the audience.
Yes.
Okay. That's what
and
makes
this
a
is not
movie.
Trying to scare
I agree with that.
This is not trying to scare you.
Right.
I don't believe that at all.
Right.
No, it's using characters and ideas from things that were meant to scare you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that it's not meant to scare you.
But not disrespecting them either, which is what I love about this movie so much.
They still use the slasher ideas and everything quite well, but it's just not in a way that's scary.
Let me put it to you this way, Nico. The Friday the 13th movies aren't really all that silly up until like the later entries.
Yeah.
Whereas a Nightmare on Elm Street is pretty serious for 1, 2, and 3. Very serious 1, 2, and 3. And then they just get goofy.
Right.
Goofier than this movie.
Yeah.
But I think that's because they had to step away from being like Friday.
True, yeah.
It's they had to bring something else into it, so they're like, well, you know, we can still make it slasher and bloody and I shouldn't say horrifying, but, you know.
But then, so how, if how is that respectful to the original source material? If the original stuff was, like, legitimate horror, right? If the first three movies did take
but
themselves seriously.
But they're not drawing from the original ideas, though. They're basically drawing from what those franchises became, which is goofy shit. It just is.
When
you associate a Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th, you associate it with these weird kind of...
Crazy kills.
It basically Saw.
Right.
That's actually what I wanted to get into, because I remember going through a within one summer, me and one of my close friends like got together all the time and watched Saw.
I apologize.
We went through all
the Saw. No, it wasn't me, but no one should have to watch all the Saws.
I watched all the Saws.
I love the first movie.
And
Saw is great.
I don't really hate them. I agree with
you. I haven't seen a single one.
You have to really be into like gore fest.
And that's
to
the
like
thing
Saw.
That I learned from watching Saw. Is that I do not like gore.
Right. Yeah.
I don't like that kind of gore for some reason. I don't know what it is about Saw, but...
The first Saw, what's so interesting about it is that it's the psychological aspect.
There's not much torture porn in that movie.
As it goes later,
then it's
just kind of...
straight torture porn.
Do you know the concept of Saw?
Right, it's a crazy guy locks up people and, like, plays games with them, essentially.
Right, I mean, that's very oversimplified. Especially in the first one, the concept is to put them in situations where they have to make a choice.
Right.
And it's like, you know, you're locked in here and a saw blade is slowly coming at you and the key to your chains is behind your eyeball.
Right.
And here's a spoon.
Right, right. Well, that's not really a choice. It's just
it is. It's
well, no, it is. It's do you endure the pain and survive and be stuck with something that physically scars you and everything forever or die? Like,
I think there was one that I liked where there were two people sort of strapped together. One was blindfolded, and the other one had was muzzled, so they couldn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the one with she had
the reverse bear trap?
Yeah,
they basically one of them had to kill the other. I think right.
Yeah, and cut him open, and because the key was in his stomach.
Yeah,
right. Yep.
But they couldn't communicate well.
Yep.
One's blind, can't see what's going on. The other one can't talk. There's a lot of like things like that.
Well,
but they went later, it just got really just gory for the sake of being gory.
Well, it was either the first or the second one, I can't remember. There was one where it was like, oh, this person's, you know, like a doctor who but they're like a drug addict, but they still a pretty good doctor. And one was like a teacher or something like that. And they were like, okay, one of you has to die. Make the choice.
This just sounds so like, I mean, this is my problem in all, not just the horror genre. This is in any genre.
Yeah.
Is when a writer or director or producer has like a bunch of really clever ideas for shit that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
And like the whole movie is we're going to show off how cool our ideas are.
Right.
Like I hinted at this with Blade Runner a little bit when I talked about it with Adam last week, and I know he disagrees with me 100%. But I hate when you can just tell, like, there's a bunch of people in the writer's room that are like, you know what would be really cool? Like, if we had holograms that could have sex with people. You know what I mean? And, like, let's linger on that now for 45 fucking minutes.
You like that scene, though.
I do like that scene. Not the point.
So what are you talking about?
Where is it? I like how we immediately follow up with it. Not the point.
Blade Runner does it better, and I don't mean to draw a false parallel, because there is no parallel here. But, like, that idea of just, here's 2 hours of look how good we are at killing people. Is just like not appealing, and there's no purpose in like why am I wasting my time?
Which is what the Friday franchise does really well. We said it. There's not a bad kill in the Friday.
Yeah, but not
there's
a bad
weird
kill,
and dumb kills, but they're all great.
Why are you? He's saying there's no point.
There's no point. It looks cool just for looking cool, and like I don't.
Why do you like Fast and Furious?
Well, Fast and Furious has heart to it, right? Fast and Furious, that's exactly the point, as a matter of fact. I would compare it to Fast and Furious any day of the week. Mm-hmm. It's not just it looks visually cool. There is a real heart and a real soul to these movies that you can feel, right? And whatever you want to say.
I call it a facade, but sure.
It's not.
Okay.
No, that's what you're so fucking
wrong. Nico, you know how much I love those movies? I agree with Adam. It's not a facade. It's surface thief.
See, now I'm in a weird position because I don't really like those movies, but I agree with Nico.
Vin Diesel.
So I'm in a really weird position.
Vin Diesel believes every fucking word.
Those movies do have
heart.
You're kidding me?
No.
Absolutely.
No, they don't.
Mi
There's
familia.
A major theme.
Mi
it's family.
This is
family.
A really weird
no. Family. Bullshit. The theme is family.
All four ends of the spectrum.
This is confusing. I don't like this.
It's very weird.
We gotta get off
this.
This
is erotic.
Right.
But the issue going into slasher films and in horror films in general, you have to take the idea of it, there needs to be substance, and throw it out the window.
Yeah,
this isn't really horror.
This isn't really horror.
No,
and neither are the gore movies.
No,
okay?
but it's
one of those things where that's just what happens. Is you need to take
you don't. You don't watch it for the characters, you watch it for the gory spectacle, and that's about it.
It's the action
of the film that you paid to see.
Yes, but my point is, though, that the action can mean something. The style in which you shoot an action sequence can tell you something about the movie.
It can, but doesn't have to be for you to thoroughly enjoy it.
Yes, I guess.
It's better if there's substance. We're not disagreeing with you there.
Right. But it seems like the entire genre and now these entire franchises make no effort on purpose, right? And that's why I just can't get.
Well, no,
them.
The new ones. I think we can all agree. You get your exceptions like Conjuring, but that's supernatural horror. That's not slasher. You get the exceptions, but for the most part, the new ones are really gory to be gory.
Right.
The old ones were gory. Because it lent itself to be gory, and that's what people really wanted. Well, I shouldn't say really wanted to see, but it was a way to get people in, but still enjoy.
What I'm trying to figure out is between like gore movies and slasher movies and actual straight horror. That's what I'm trying to figure out here. Is where does one end and the other begin? That's what I'm interested in.
They're all sort of.
Especially gore and slasher.
Wait, so are you saying that slasher movies are not horror movies?
Not
well,
really.
Gore slasher is the same.
Horror
thing.
Is
that's,
a,
that, that's all the same.
No, I don't think
you
it
well,
is.
No,
I
well,
don't
no,
think
because,
gore
no,
and slasher are the same.
Saw are gore.
Yes.
But the Fridays are slashers.
The difference is, with this, you're watching these people die, and yeah, it's all about just watching them die, but it's not particularly gross.
Yes.
The gore ones, they actually try to gross you out.
I mean, with the exception of this, because this one was pretty.
I don't feel like Human Centipede is more like gore than slasher.
Right, but that's also a legitimate horror movie though, because it is trying to scare you.
Is it though?
Slasher is the thing about slasher is that it's literally refined down to a guy killing you with a blade. That's literally all a slasher movie is. Halloween is not gross at all.
No.
Right. Right.
But then you get some.
But that's a classic slasher film.
Yes.
Psycho is a slasher film in many ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So typically, oddly, they're not gross. They're not trying to gross you out.
Exactly.
They're also not trying to scare you.
Exactly.
Do you see what I'm saying?
But they can, though. But they can try to
Halloween
scare you.
Is... In my, for me personally, Halloween, the first time viewing it, was the scariest horror movie experience I've
terrifying.
Ever had.
Yeah, well, yeah, Halloween's one of the ones that's supposed to be scary and a slasher.
Yeah.
That's a horror slasher. Then you have Slasher, which is like Scream.
But Scream's not scary, really.
Scream, yeah, although it's not scary.
It led to our conversation last week. The opening of Scream is freaky as fuck. With Drew Barrymore.
But
that's...
Yeah, but then you get The Collection. Have you seen The Collection / The Collector?
Cause yeah,
yeah. Because it's two movies. Those are... horror gores.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Saw, which is just gore. Then you have, like, it's
horror is a very complex genre.
But then you get
no,
like,
it is.
But then you get
I wish it were a little more complex. I think is the point that I'm trying to make
well,
here. I kind of no. Look, man. Like, I can't believe we're going back to this. Like,
I love it.
Let's give Get Out a little more credit here. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't see that as much of a horror film, though.
Well, but it is a horror film. It plays around with the conventions of horror films.
Yeah.
And yeah. Oh, very obviously.
It's not scary.
It's a thriller for sure, and it deals with issues of horror, and it is told in with the tropes of horror films.
Yeah, but even the psychological horror between human beings, I don't find particularly scary. Not like it Comes at Night, where the tension between people is just completely unnerving. That's more in the line of horror.
Yeah, no, but like I just want a here. Okay, this is ultimately I think the conclusion that I'm coming to. If you're gonna make a movie about like a dude that creeps in your dreams and kills you and with his burned off face and shit, like, maybe give me a little bit more intellectual content. And what I mean by that is, like, sometimes this is what David Lynch just so great. It's the contradiction of him. It's goofy, ridiculous premises with incredibly intellectual, thoughtful insights on life, right? And so a movie... So the horror genre in and of itself being a little tropey and ridiculous and cheesy, when you can give me something like Get Out that is incredibly smart and intellectual, I embrace it. I feel that this way about George Romero's movies.
Mm.
Night of the Living Dead is a racial allegory before they became cool, right? I mean, of course it is.
Not when he was making it.
Well, it's certainly read that way now.
Yes, but when he was making, he's just like, no, I casted this guy because...
he was the best guy for the role.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's an incredible thing to say.
It's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Literally is what it is, but, you know, it just kind of became that way in pop culture.
Right, so I like that sort of stuff. And I also like when movies are about very serious subject matter and are told in sort of a goofy, quirky way, right? Like, I like the sort of clash between those two, right? I wish I had a little more to sink my teeth into here, and I just don't.
I mean, yeah.
But then I'm at, what did you expect?
I don't know what I expected. I don't know what I expected. I wasn't expecting anything. I just knew I wouldn't like it, and turns out I didn't like it.
Okay. Because what you were talking about there, I could say about the first Nightmare on Elm Street. I cannot say that about any of the Friday the 13th movies, though.
These movies, like we were saying before, though, they have a pretty kind of a rich tradition around this time of year.
Sure. No, I get it. I get why people like them. Yeah. They're just never going to be for
They're
me.
Just not your thing, yeah.
Never. Okay, question. The name of this episode is Freddy versus Jason versus Alien versus Predator,
or some
it's a variation,
some
of
combination
that.
of letters.
Alien versus Freddy versus Predator,
somewhere. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
and a lot of V's.
Yeah, a lot of V's somewhere in the middle. In the original movie that we watched, aliens were pitted against predators. I mean, that's what versus means, right?
Well, yeah.
Typically.
Yeah, one fights the other until we have a winner of some kind.
Yeah.
I want to boil down exactly what happened here. Who won Alien versus Predator?
See, okay.
The humans.
Right? It's a very, I shouldn't say specific genre of horror / or whatever, action movies. But like the versus films, the point is there isn't a winner.
Right. Well,
the point is people are like, who would win? And then they're like, well, they both
And we're never going to answer it.
Yeah.
It's always like this person kind of won. Like Predator
kind of
won.
It's like Batman versus Superman.
Predator
remember that
kinda
movie?
Won,
no. I don't know what you're talking about, actually.
Predator kind of won, but it's like, the Xenomorphs kind of won. Like
It's like the Xenomorphs didn't lose, but they didn't win, and the Predators kind of won.
I think the Predators won. If we're going to pick a victor, I'm going to say Predators.
Yes.
But ultimately, what happened... I mean, the aliens got the last laugh here, because they were the ones that impregnated the Predator.
Sort of, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know? I mean, they were able to insert their genes into that of their hunters.
But then you get the thing where it's like, okay, well, yeah, the predator killed way more xenomorphs than the xenomorphs killed the predators, because there was only 3 predators and a shit ton of xenomorphs.
We should say that to the Americans in Vietnam.
Yes, we should.
This is like your third Nam joke.
Yes, we should.
Done with your shit.
He buys one Purple Heart at a tag sale, and then all of a sudden, now it's, yeah.
He's an expert.
Yeah. But so you get so to the...
But we are calling Predator winners.
I think so.
Yeah.
They feel like the winner. That's why I'm calling them.
Well, and the only reason I will say that, too, is the fact that one Predator killed way more of the Xenomorphs. Yeah. So at the end, when the Xenomorph... is it chest burster? Is that their
classification? You want to know what it's literally called, that particular chest burster?
No.
Guess.
No.
Predalien.
That's dumb. when that chest burster popped out of the dead predator, it sort of is like, well, okay, there's just one of them this time and way more predators.
Right. So what we're saying is the match went 12 rounds. It went to judge's decision, and we're going purely on punches landed.
Yes.
And we're saying that the Predators made more damage, therefore...
See, I know where this is going right now, and I'm uncomfortable. Well, get ready for it.
We're getting there. Now, let's talk about the plot of Freddy vs. Jason, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explain it, Nick.
Okay. I was born ready for this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Freddy,
I'll correct you if you make any...
Oh, yeah, I won't.
I don't doubt it.
No. Freddy basically loses his power if people aren't afraid of him, if people don't remember him. So in an effort to get people to remember and fear him, he wakes up Jason from the dead and convinces him, go to Elm Street, start killing people, because then they'll be afraid of me.
Now, by the way, let me just say that this is a direct sequel to Jason Goes to Hell, which is Friday the 13th Part 9, because at the end of that movie... At the end of that movie, the final shot is Jason's mask in, like, the dirt, and it kind of, you know, does an artificial zoom in, and then Freddy's hand pops up out of the dirt, takes it, and drags it down to hell. Yeah.
So like, then, actually.
Yes, that actually... And then we get this, like, I don't know, was it 15 years later or something? So.
Yeah, something like
that. Weird shit.
Yeah.
I would be fascinated to look at your porn history. Just... That would really fascinate me.
You want
to
see the ones he's made, or...?
Yeah. Both would be very enlightening, I think.
You know what gives me the heebie-jeebies?
The heebie-jeebies?
And I do it, too. We all do it, I think, at this table. At least I confirm us three. I don't know if you do, but... when people say both, like there's an L in the word.
Both.
Oh!
Which you just did.
Ooh,
mind you.
Do I?
See, I hate when people do that, but you did it earlier. I know I do it all the fucking time.
And I actually, I go both, and then I go both. And I like repeat the word out loud to correct myself.
Both.
Both.
I've never said both. I've never
both?
Both.
Both.
It's both.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's both.
There's no L.
Okay, but no. You're forgetting where we live. Connecticut has their own language.
Yeah. No, we insert random L's into a lot of words.
I don't like that.
Folks?
We took...
Folks?
There is an L in folks. Folks is the correct way of saying
folks.
It. We say folks.
Folks,
we don't say the L.
So we get rid of the L there.
Yes. No, Connecticut...
And we're the worst.
I've never said both.
We're the worst.
Connecticut is notorious.
Don't bite the tape.
I'm not banging the table. I'm tapping the table lightly.
Yeah.
Keep going, Zach.
The audience doesn't appreciate it. Go ahead.
Whoa.
Connecticut just... decides and take this letter from there and put it there.
Right.
Like, there's no rhyme or reason to it. They say English is hard to learn. Yeah, Connecticut English is hard to learn.
Yes.
Right.
Both. I never said both.
Both.
I say both.
Really?
Yeah. I add the L.
I do, and I try to correct it.
Really?
That's all I can say.
Interesting.
All
right, what were we saying?
So, Freddy's plan to get Jason to go to Elm Street strangely works.
Sure.
Well, it's Freddy. His plans always work.
It's a really absurd. It's a long shot, that one, but it works. People.
It always works in the Versus movies.
Yeah. Do we need to really explain the regular kids and their ordeals? I mean, we don't care, right?
The showdown is Freddy versus Jason.
The grand
Jason.
Scheme
Talk
of things
them.
Is, you know,
really, all we have to say is that Kelly Rowland is one of the kids.
Yeah.
That's all.
Which one is Kelly Rowland?
She's the black chick, and she's in Destiny's Child.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know
Destiny's
Child.
Wait a minute. Did this man before? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
In fairness, I know I at least know of Destiny's Child, but I don't like know much about it.
Flag on the play.
Destiny's Child.
Did you have the nerve to say you didn't like Beyonce before, and then are unable to recall the name of Beyonce's girl group? Is that right?
I guess.
Okay, keep going. Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, so she's in it.
Checking that, right?
She's not important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really.
Okay. Those in glass houses really shouldn't throw stones.
I have no idea.
She's not important. It doesn't matter.
It's okay.
Like, basically...
It blows my mind how people don't know shit. You, I get.
Yeah.
But Adam, come on, dude.
Right. That's like asking you who...
I don't give a shit about Beyonce.
Who Reince Priebus is, and you're not being...
Never heard
exactly.
Of
Jesus Christ. You guys are ignorant.
ignorant sluts.
So...
Adam, you ignorant slut.
Long story
short. You're not allowed to call out Beyonce, all right? You're just not allowed to do it.
I don't like her music.
That's plain and simple. You clearly have never heard it before.
I hear it fucking all the time.
I don't like anything that I haven't heard, of course.
I hear it like,
listen,
I feel
like I'll
let
you finish.
I don't like old, like,
I'm gonna let you
Native
finish,
American folk songs.
Lemonade, worst album.
Lemonade.
You don't know Destiny's Child. No kidding, you don't like Beyonce. Go ahead.
So...
Hey, Paul McCartney
said,
music.
Okay,
hey,
no.
Paul McCartney.
No, okay,
music.
Stop. Okay, you know, you
I'm
going
to deactivate your mic.
Just if I listen to her music and I'm like, yeah, that sounds stupid and annoying, so I just don't listen to it.
So, Freddy, after his plan begins to work, he wants Jason to stop, right? Because he wants to get the kills. Uh-huh. Jason steals one of Freddy's kills.
One of?
One. Well, initially one, and that sets him over the edge, and the feud begins. Mm-hmm. Jason continues to try to go after these children because that's what he does, right?
Yeah.
Freddy, meanwhile, is also trying to go after the children and trying to go after Jason, and they begin to fight. They fight in the dream world. Mm-hmm. Who would you say won that fight?
In the dream world?
In the dream world.
Freddy.
I think Freddy, yeah, because he got Jason to cry like a little bitch, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And he was like gonna he was about to kill Jason, too.
Right, and then they woke him up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, Jason just woke up.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So...
When he flew out of the car.
Really quick, I want to just...
No. That's why he flew out of the car, is because he woke up, scared them, flipped the van, and then he flew out.
He flies out, but then they cut to the shot of him in the water, and then... disappears.
So I want to touch on really quickly just the stuff with the kids now, right?
Yeah.
So the all the kids in this neighborhood have had an experience with Freddy in the past, and are at least just beginning to have experience.
Well, the ones who were in the mental ward did.
Yes.
The ones who were not in the mental ward are just beginning.
Except Lori, but she didn't know it because her mother was being affected by Freddy.
Yeah. Right. So, so Freddy has been haunting these people's dreams and has been taking these people out. And now he's returned because now he has implanted his memory into these kids' brains again. Mm-hmm. They, for some reason, decide, even though, like, Jason has come back and showed a willingness to commit murder on a massive scale
as
on Elm Street yet again.
As if he didn't feel like doing it before.
Right.
Well, yeah, no. No, it's not like a, what do I want to do today?
He didn't need any convincing.
Stay at home, watch some TV, or kill a bunch of kids.
Yeah, Freddy didn't have to, like,
talk
him
change
into
it up, Jason?
No, he
basically... No, all Freddy did was he was like, oh, hey, by the way, there's kids over here, go kill them.
He gave him an address.
Yeah. That's all it was.
Right.
Jason gave him a tip.
He's an unstoppable murder machine without any thought or conscience or anything.
So, like, even though he's doing... causing just as much damage in this small town as Freddy did at one point in time.
Naturally.
Like, they're like, you know what? Let's take Jason's side in this battle. Let's hitch our wagon to that horse, similar to how the character in the Alien vs. Predator movie hitches her wagon to the Predator.
Right.
Right? And is like, go, Jason, go. Defeat this guy in Dreamland. But then he comes back and then kills Kelly Rowland and shit. Like, he's still wreaking havoc. What's that logic all about?
It's harder
the
to
enemy
kill.
Of my enemy is my friend.
But it's not.
Well,
though.
No, I think
my enemy is still my enemy.
I guess it's harder.
The enemy
to
of
stop.
My enemy is also my enemy, so I have two enemies.
It's
right.
Yeah,
it sucks.
It's harder to stop Freddy.
It's harder to stop Freddy because in the dream, Freddy is the only one who has control.
Right.
Well, I kind of disagree with that because Freddy ultimately ends up without a body at the end of this movie, and Jason.
But that's in the real world.
That's not in
the
dream.
They have a second fight, and they pull Freddy out of the dream.
Okay.
Which apparently is a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And Freddy and Jason begin their second fight. On
the logistics
lake.
Are weird unless you've like seen all of the
movie. Yeah.
Like it's
so they're fighting on the lake, hacking at each other. It's wonderful.
Yes. It is so glorious. Much fun.
Yeah, I mean,
fire, Nico, people tell me flying. You didn't
have fun a little bit. Just a little bit.
Didn't have fun, just a little bit.
He was smiling. Sorry,
I'm the kid at the Epcot Center that's like, hey, let's go back to
When he said, Magic man Mountain. The torpedoes, you were like, eh.
Well.
Okay, that was pretty great.
Come on, dude.
Okay. He was launching, like,
so I wanna
pressurized gas canisters at him like torpedoes. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I kind of want to hang out at the construction site that just has a bunch of pressurized air just hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm down to, like, hang out there and just... If I was, like, 12 years old at one of those places, I'd just be launching them off all day. That's just the shit. That was pretty great. Didn't really do anything for the carnage of the film.
No.
You know, from that perspective.
Not at all.
Yeah, but, you know. Yeah,
just, it was a way to get Jason into the construction zone.
It's a set piece for the sake of a set piece, ultimately.
Yeah.
Sure. But it was great.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Ultimately, at the end of their fight, the kids who had the one or two left alive, I guess, set the dock on fire as they're fighting, and Freddy and Jason are just ripping each other to shreds, limb by limb, finger by finger, and ultimately, who do you say? I know who won. I have a clear winner.
Well, I think in the second match, Jason won.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what we come to find out at the end of the movie is that... you know, Freddy is still kicking.
Sure.
You know, Freddy ain't done just yet. Like, don't put baby in a corner. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it was all a dream.
Nah, see, the fuck off.
Fuck off with that Inception shit.
The dream haunting murderer, if he remains alive after he loses his body and just only has a head left, like, I'd call that a win. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I might
but,
be...
But the difference is Jason regrew his limbs.
Yeah.
Right, I guess so.
Freddy didn't, man.
Yeah, but Freddy doesn't need limbs because he exists.
Jason didn't regrow anything.
Didn't he lose an arm or something?
No, Freddy lost
No, Freddy lost his arms, but grew them back in the dream.
Yeah, okay.
Jason lost his fingers, but when he's palming fucking Freddy's head, he still only has the nubs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nubby.
By the way, I have to say this because it bothers the shit out of me every time I see this movie, is Jason's afraid of water.
Right.
Never ever was that a thing in the Friday movies. I can't tell you how many people he's killed in the water. It makes no sense.
Like on boats.
Yes.
Like he's leapt out of the water, grabbed them, and brought them into
the... Is he afraid of water or does water kill him?
No.
They're just playing on the concept that he drowned.
Now, if this was introduced like earlier in the films, like, oh, he doesn't go near the water, that would have been a little more interesting, and I would have been like, okay, cool.
They're taking a little bit of liberty, but it's not
affecting
the story or anything. Yeah.
But it's like a thing that he kills people in water in the other movies.
Like, regularly.
Yes.
Like, most of the final kills in the movies are either him stabbing up through the underneath of the dock or grabbing somebody from a boat in the middle of the lake.
Part six has the hero just yelling out, "Hey, Jason, come here!" And Jason like walks into the water.
Yeah,
just strolls right.
Like he it's doesn't great. Care.
No,
it's like, hey, water's water.
And he should
as well
care.
Be air.
Yeah. I
so for that reason, I'm still gonna say Jason won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who won the movie?
He overcame his fear of.
I think
water.
Jason won. I overall. That's my thought. Right.
It feels like he won. So again, similar issue with the last one.
But also, here's the deal. Like, not really a movie about Freddy versus Jason. Like, it comes to that in the climax, but, like, not the point of the movie. Right? But
we're it saying was Jason more... It was more prevalent in this movie than it was in Alien versus Predator.
A fight?
Just the whole Freddy versus Jason thing. Because
I guess the animosity was stronger.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about AVP is that the whole point of the movie is for these two
to
creatures
fight.
To fight. Whereas this is more Freddy just being like, I need Jason for something that I want to do. And it ends up becoming Freddy versus Jason.
I feel like
the
fights were more fun in this one, though.
They were.
Fun.
A lot more fun.
Because you could tell what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
Didn't have those weird cuts.
A couple more notes I have real quick.
Sure.
Out of curiosity, who would you F, Mary, kill in the Three Stooges?
Who's the
so we got Moe, Larry, and Curly?
Yeah,
right. Now we're going the original three.
I would marry Larry. I would fuck Moe, and I would kill Curly.
You cannot be more wrong.
Who's the Curly's not the bald one?
Right.
No, I would fuck Curly.
Right.
And yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. And then I'd kill I'd kill the one with
You kill Larry.
Yes.
No, fuck you Larry. Kill Larry. Obviously. You kill Larry and you marry Mo. What the fuck is wrong with you? This is easy.
That's the most obvious answer in the world.
Like, you don't have to think about it.
It's the easiest ethnic kill I've ever heard in my life. That's about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
And here's an here's an easier one. So these were all by the way, this is in reference to the movie. Freddy Scooby Shaggy. Scooby Doo.
No, this is not an easier one. Okay.
This is not an easier one.
Guys, this is so fucking
you
easy.
Fuck Shaggy.
I know you're no, his thought is you kill Shaggy,
what?
Right?
You fuck Shaggy.
That's what
you're
saying.
You're saying kill Shaggy.
I know you're saying kill. Yeah, you are.
You kill Scooby.
You kill Scooby because he's a dog.
Yes.
Right? That's
and obvious. Then you marry Fred.
You marry Fred.
Yeah. You don't marry Fred.
Why would you marry Shaggy?
Fred. Why would you marry Shaggy?
Fred is a rich bachelor. Yes.
Why
you
would you
fucking idiot?
Why would you marry Shaggy?
Because Shaggy
you shag Shaggy once.
Okay, all right, listen.
And you marry the rich bachelor.
No, listen, as great as that pun set, first of all, okay, Freddy's not Fred. He's not Fred.
Yeah,
Fred,
no, right? Yeah, we can't.
It's not yeah, it's right. No, Fred's not rich. Fred hangs out in a van with his buddies investigating
Shaggy's
crimes.
Van.
No, I
it is Shaggy's van.
Exactly. Are you gonna marry Shaggy? That's what you get is a van.
Well, and Shaggy a dead dog. Lives in the van.
You get a van and a
Scooby.
Dead dog.
I only have evidence that one of them owns a vehicle. Okay? I don't have any evidence that Shed even owns or Fred even owns a car.
Fred drives Shaggy's van.
Look.
Do you realize the logic?
Let's be honest here.
You marry Shaggy, Fred you inherit a van and a dead dog. You marry Fred. You marry Fred. You inherit
you
a
get a
fortune.
Massive Ascot collection.
You yes. A fortune. And you get to drive Shaggy's car anyways.
Dude, Fred's way more attractive, first of all.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, yes.
Way,
of course.
He's the George Clooney of the group.
But okay. You want,
so look, like...
You'd want to spend the rest of your life with that person.
No.
Yes!
I want to chill with Shaggy because I would much rather hang out with a pothead
okay.
than a pompous ascot wearing
Shaggy.
Douche.
Shaggy will never be able to get a job because he's stoned all the time.
True.
And he'll eat all of the food in the house every single day
Are
of his
implying...
life. So you will not have
Shaggy...
any money or food.
So you want to be the alpha in the relationship is what you're saying.
No, I want to be able to live.
Okay.
Shaggy will just make you depressed, man.
Yeah.
I disagree, but that's fine. Okay.
Plus, in the middle of the night, if you hear a noise, he's sending you.
Yeah.
Which, why one, do you want to get killed?
This is the one that you're wrong about.
Okay.
Yes.
I totally disagree.
You were so wrong.
Whatever. So there was a throwaway line in the movie that I found quite interesting. They were in the mental ward, and a random character decided to play checkers with his name Will, I think.
Good
no Will Mike? No Will was the boyfriend.
Okay, some patient in the mental ward.
Some guy.
Yeah, the guy,
Will's friend.
The guy goes, "How many times do I got to tell you? I don't want to play chess. I'm an Uno guy.
Checkers.
Checkers, right? Checkers. I'm an Uno guy. What have those ever been the two options? Like, why is
maybe
that a one
maybe in a mental asylum.
You know, you're right. You totally missed Connect Four.
Yeah. Yeah. You
got Sorry.
Parcheesi is gone.
Parcheesi.
How about Chinese Checkers? You ever play Chinese Checkers?
Chinese Checkers is
fun.
Some
fun stuff.
Like, they're very different games. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, chess and checkers both require a fair amount of strategy. Uno, no strategy whatsoever. You're just putting down.
Well, what about
color.
About any regular card game?
Right. Yeah.
Go Fish, Old Maid.
War, really.
War.
I mean,
it's fine. Maybe it's just to emphasize the fact that character's an idiot. I don't know.
Why are you ruining the fun? Right, next one. next up. You would be the worst improv partner.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my sandwich shop. There's no sandwiches here.
What? Who's that knocking at the door? There's no knock.
I
love
characters
like that. I guess that's why I do it. Yeah,
yes.
I love that.
It's not yes and, it's no.
Well, no. Here's the thing. He'd be the guy who just would never show up.
Right.
And then when he does, he forgets it's improv.
Yeah.
He'd be like, wait, no, I thought we were doing like a, what's going on?
Yes.
I'm confused.
Yes.
Knock. What are you talking about? The phone's not ringing. What are you talking into?
This reminds me
you
of a
You are
movie.
110% right about that, by the way. Because I feel like I've done that before.
This reminds me of a scene from...
you know, this gets very Lynchian.
Yeah. No, I was going to say Mad Max.
Yeah.
This reminds me of scene 4, 22 seconds in. From Mad Max.
In the director's cut, right?
Right.
In the director's cut.
Well, of course.
Even I'm
what
annoying
other cut
myself with the amount of Mad Max references that I make.
God damn.
I do, yeah.
There's a sheriff in this film.
There is.
It's a cigar-smoking sheriff in this film. He has a questionable photograph hanging in his
office.
What's questionable about it?
Well, not necessarily questionable, but a bit noteworthy at least.
Well, it's, I mean, a product of its time.
I mean, we noted it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a product of its time.
It was a deliberate choice on the part of the filmmaker.
Yeah, because I know that wherever I go now, I see Donald Trump. Well, wait a minute. George Bush, President George W. Bush. Framed photograph hanging above his desk.
I think that's pretty standard for a police station.
But, like,
honestly,
high up on the wall, too.
Right.
Like, he put that there knowing he wasn't going to take it down any time.
I think it just had to be in frame.
Yeah, it's where you might keep a photo of, like, a saint or a priest that you want to watch over you.
I think that's pretty standard for any, like, sort of public thing to have the president's picture.
Yeah, but
no, it's not.
I know it's not. I cannot tell you
find me a government building.
I can't tell you a government building that has any picture of any president ever
besides
the
White
House.
No, they will. No, they will.
I've never seen it.
Like a police station?
It's not that strange.
Police stations, I've never seen it in a town hall, in city hall.
I'm not saying it's anything that's required, but it's not strange.
Are you trying to argue that it wasn't put there deliberately?
Of course, it's a movie, Adam. Of course it was there deliberately.
Okay,
I guarantee
you. But I'm just saying, in the real world, if I went to a police station and I saw a picture of the president on the wall, I wouldn't be that shocked.
You would think it's weird.
No, of course
no,
you would.
No, I would.
Of course
that's
it's weird.
That's weird.
A police station has nothing to do with the federal government. It has nothing to do with the president.
Yeah, maybe in, like, the FBI field offices.
Yeah, just a patriotism kind of
anything at Langley, but...
That.
Do they?
I don't see why not.
I don't know. Guarantee you could not find me a non-federal government, in like non-DC building that has a president, a picture of Donald Trump hanging around.
Donald Trump is a specific example.
I feel like
George W. Bush was just as hated. I mean, if you can believe it.
I feel like I definitely saw.
Well, but no, his thing isn't Trump. His thing is the president.
Yeah, I'm just saying the president.
Okay.
You can have a picture of Donald Trump, but
if
he's talking about
President Obama. I'm sure there's a lot more of him because he's generally more.
I've seen it.
I've seen.
I haven't
of Obama.
Seen him in government buildings. I've seen them like in people's houses, which
I've
is
actually
weird.
Seen in videos, just like in like schools and stuff, pictures of.
President Obama.
It's not that weird,
right?
In the grand scheme,
but I think schools are a different thing than government buildings.
Sure. No, a random sheriff's office. This is his room. Yes, it's a little odd. That's all I'm saying.
Those of you listening at home, comment and let us know what you think.
Yeah, they won't.
Let us know. Whatever.
All right, that's all I had on that. Before we go, I know it's late. I need two volunteers really quickly.
Not it.
Okay.
Pick me.
Adam.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
Too late.
What do you want?
Jason won Freddy versus Jason, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Predator won Alien vs. Predator?
Yeah, the masks won.
Right.
You ready face lose.
You ready for a super fight? Ding, 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 ding!
I don't know if I'm actually the right person for this.
I'm too tired.
You know more than I do.
Who wins?
I'm too tired.
Okay, well, I have an answer.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 2.
No, I have an answer, too.
Okay.
Clearly.
Thinking of a number between 1 and 2.
I'm a little torn.
Thinking of a number between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2?
Yeah, what's the number?
Between 1 and 2?
Yeah.
2.
And what's the number?
I don't care.
Okay. Well, it's
yours. Is he right or wrong? He gets 1.
Oh, right.
Is he right or wrong? I mean...
Yeah, you're right. Who do you want?
To win?
Are you going to be
Why
Predator?
Are you flipping me off, by the way?
I'm not, actually. I'm sorry. No. Jason.
Right. Yeah, that's okay. Well, thanks.
It's Jason and it's Predator.
The only issue is I think we're all in agreement.
I don't think we are.
I like the Predator more, but Jason wins.
Okay, who wins in a fight? You have 60 seconds. Go.
Jason is stronger than the Predator. He cannot die. He's, from everything I've seen from him, he's probably a better killer, to be perfectly honest. And he's killed more people. And, just to reiterate, you cannot kill fucking Jason. He's literally gone through everything. So, yeah, there you go. He's been put into a wood chipper and come back, so.
Great. He only used 30 seconds of his time, so you get an extra 30 seconds. Go.
Cool. So I don't think the definition of win in a fight necessarily means kill.
I fucking hate you.
It doesn't.
Go to hell.
This is super fight.
It doesn't.
This is his strategy.
Welcome to Thunderdome.
Here's my reasoning.
Here's
my reasoning, okay? If we're going to really talk about it here, in the Freddy vs. Jason, neither of them died. In Alien vs. Predator, they both died, right? So the number one thing here is... It doesn't matter if they die or not. It matters who wins.
Okay.
Right? Predator, right? Am I right?
Well, you're not wrong.
I'm okay. Sure. Predator has more weapons and gadgets at its disposal.
Okay.
So as long as it can incapacitate him or at least keep him away, they got a shot.
But you can't do that.
Wait, why not?
Because they've never been able to do that with Jason. Good luck.
I don't know.
Don't don't wave the flag yet. Fight.
I'm not waving the flag here.
Unless, for some reason, the Predator finds the Evil Dead daggers, he's got a chance.
Well, if anybody's going to find those damn daggers, it's going to be Predator.
Ooh.
So, did I just help you out?
I'll tell you what. I mean, they got the they can search the goddamn galaxy if they need to. They have the computers.
I'm saying
the evil can keep them away.
I'm saying the Evil Dead franchise will not let that happen.
The Predators can also turn invisible.
I think Jason could still see you. Honestly, if I'm being totally honest, I think Jason could probably still find you.
I don't know. I'm thinking trap him in a net, you know, keep him at the bottom of a lake, go find those daggers, come back, and just...
And then a lightning bolt will literally come out of nowhere and make him alive again for the dumbest... He's been burned to nothing by toxic waste. He's been turned back into a child, and then in the following movie, he's a dead walking zombie again. For no reason. He just always is coming back. I don't know what you can do.
Okay. I said this earlier to Nick. I have an issue with you calling Jason a zombie.
I know.
Because there's an intelligence to Jason.
Yes.
But he's undead.
Don't you know it?
Not zombie, undead.
But you know what I'm talking about. Fans will call him Zombie Jason, is all I'm saying.
But he's not a zombie. There's an intelligence. Zombies aren't intelligent. Yes.
Ladies. All right. In this epic battle that lasted an hour and 45 minutes and well into the evening on a Friday night, cutting into Zach's precious sleeping time because he has work tomorrow morning. The winner of Alien versus Predator versus Freddy versus Jason. Jason Voorhees. Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, I was in agreement from the beginning. The main thing that really sets me off is that I can't be like, well, we'll send him to space because they tried
to do that. They've done that.
They tried that. It didn't work.
Yeah, like, you would think home field advantage up there for the Predators. Nah, not the case.
No, not existent.
I do think if anybody could do it, it would have to be Predator.
The Predator would have a chance.
But
to a certain extent.
Not a good chance.
Right. Aliens got
but,
no chance.
But the only way they would is if they have the Evil Dead knives.
Well, I mean,
daggers. But how would they know that they need those?
Let me ask you this, though. Has anybody tried sending him to the sun?
No.
I mean, that might be worth a shot.
Well, here's the thing. In at the end of Jason X, the main dude, who's also in Aliens vs. Predator. He's the black dude who gets the net on him. He rides Jason down into Earth's atmosphere. That's the ending of Jason X.
It's amazing.
That's a wise decision.
That we have the same.
That is a wise. Jason X as one.
Jason X.
Watch The Sopranos.
Nah.
That's all I have.
The same actor.
Season one of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Every single film, including this, right?
Except the remake. It's the only one where
Robert the newest remake.
Yep.
Yeah. This is the same guy who's played Freddy like 14 times. Not I don't know how many. Yeah.
And they always change up Jason.
The new one, I liked. I like the actor who was
Jackie Earle Haley.
Yes.
Oh, I love Jackie.
I love him.
I think it's
he was awesome.
It's the best choice to play Freddy if it's not going to be Robert Englund.
Yeah,
so.
He was awesome in it.
So what's coming out of these movies? We know obviously Ridley Scott is deeply invested in the Prometheus Alien Covenant franchise.
I actually think that'll be fun.
Shane we'll Black's doing a Predator movie, correct?
Yep.
That's coming out next year.
Yep.
I'm down for that.
So am I.
And what's up with Freddy versus Jason?
I think they're kind of getting stale.
They're not right now. From what I understand, they're not doing anything They're not doing anything with Nightmare on Elm Street. They were going to make a Friday the 13th reboot, but because Rings flopped, they're like, we don't want to do it anymore. So instead, they get Danny McBride and some other asshole to reboot for Halloween. So that's what we're getting, Halloween 2018.
But it's not a reboot because Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, right?
God, I don't fucking know.
No, it is, right? I think I saw.
Is that what
they're
saying?
Well, no.
Years later?
Yeah, she's like, I'm doing it one final time.
Well, no, I always thought it was, from what I heard, it was a reboot, and Jamie Lee Curtis just happens to be playing like a different character.
Like
as an homage to
deal.
The, yeah.
Okay.
That was my understanding
off.
Of it.
Yawn. All right, so.
Good.
Wow. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. This has been fun. November, here we come. We have some ideas planned. And oh boy, I hope we don't
prepare to be thankful.
Don't why say it like that?
Oh.
You know what I'm thankful for?
What?
None of you guys. Wisest thing is
well, that joke landed.
It's 2:30. TooManyThoughtsMedia.com, TMT.media, you know all that shit. Y'all been naughty people.
No. Keep up with us, guys.
Fuck you.
Why did you stop halfway through that?